doa dari kami yang merindukan orang seperti.
Edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Leleng Uyau Along. Leleng Uyau Along is a traditional song from Dayak Kenyah tribe, one of indigenous tribes of East Kalimantan. The song tells the story of an orphan who tries to entertain himself. The orphan invites his friends to dance and sing together by performing a circle. Well, listener, here is the song Leleng Uyau Along by Uyau Morris. Happy listening.
Thank you. Indonesia.
www.venues.id. Well, listeners, what you are doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. You've listened or not, but this can be considered as a truth. Because sometimes when, you know, today such, for example, when you try to compile up of information, or you try to dig out or to learn much more deeper about the skill or capabilities that you do, at least next month or even 3 months again, you will think about the skills or the capabilities that you did today. That's why this is really important for us to do about the things today, for example. Do it very well, work it out, and make it as much as progressive possible. That's why what we are doing right now is what we are going to get in the future. Well, talking about that, you know that we have also such wise word. It is now from Muhammad Hatta. He said, "We must never stop speaking the truth." Yes, telling truth. Don't be lying. Yes, he said that we must never stop speaking the truth. Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy.
Melukai lagi dan lagi.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pandap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cook and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to act by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Rapi di kebet tali mesyang ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jeri mudo rasonyo segalo ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih, pane-pane, ulam ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oh lemak nian, makan sebungkus samo-samo, nasi sepiring udah habis, rasonya tangguh. Habis segala rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis Rasona Tambu.
Tak pernah terbayang akan jadi seperti ini pada akhirnya. Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersamanya tak hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita mampu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada. Terjadi dan simpan untuk jadi histori. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Beribu satu cara kita lewati, terdapatkan semua jawaban ini.
kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir here to be brought to other city or abroad.
Yeah, harganya terjangkau.
Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarwas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago, from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts, This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more plates nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 plates are mounted on the side edge becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven cuffs. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven clothes were appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven craft shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Raja Pola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Raja Pola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now dipped. Previously, the shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang yang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. the craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Well, we are looking for other works, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapala is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapala craft can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapala, can always find out solutions. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita di sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, contohnya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independency seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapala woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang nggak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mana.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store.
Kemarin
I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco.
Terus wayang.
I also send puppet woven crafts to Germany.
Setiap hari ada.
It was a lot purchasing. I saw every day in order to increase income. Thank you. and Mandong are usually stand on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinners. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope as light thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Sawa fe. makanan khas dari retail. Ya, terbuat dari
Bajekotu is a typical snack of Andrakang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. The Ministry of Industry has said that the application of the Indonesian National Standard and Green Industry Standard certification could increase the sustainable positive impact of steel downstreaming. According to head of the Ministry's Standardization and Industrial Services Policy Agency, Andi Rizaldi, the two certifications can help the steel processing industry maintain product quality so that the downstream products can be accepted not only in the domestic but also global markets. The Indonesian Food National Football Team is prepared to take on Bahrain in the 8th match of Group C in the third round of the 2026 World Cup Asian Qualifiers in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesia's Garuda team is highly motivated despite their recent 1-5 loss to Australia. Playing in front of their home crowd, national football player Jay Izes and his teammates are aiming to secure maximum points to keep alive their hopes of qualifying for the 2026 World Cup. That's the news.
Hello dunia, selamat malam minggu. Beri malam yang tak terlupakan. Menyentuhmu dengan kata indah. Wangi aroma intim berdua.
Sabtu pagi aku telepon. Tanya kau apa planning nanti malam. Sebut dinner, nonton dan shopping. Ternyata kau leading a romantic.
Here we go.
Sedangkan rapi ala mafia. Lengkap dengan dasik dan jas hitam. Rambut finis, licin dan bersih. Sudah siap menjemputmu sayang. Di aku
terlupakan. Menyentuhmu dengan kata indah. Wangi aroma intim berdua.
Tiba di lokasi dinner. Pilih menu berdua favorit kita. Selagi tunggu mari semua.
Oh yeah.
Tanganmu tak bisa lepas ku genggam.
Here we go.
Mengapa hingga saat ini jantungku berdebar dadiku ser. Oh my God, dirimu hot banget. Buat diriku selalu jatuh cinta padamu.
Hello dunia, selamat malam minggu. Beri malam yang tak terlupakan. Menyentuhmu dengan kata indah. Wangi aroma. Hello dunia, selamat malam minggu. Beri malam yang tak terlupakan. Menyentuhmu dengan kata indah. Wangi aroma intim berdua.
Kaulah keindahan dunia. Anugerah tiada tara. Semerbak wangi bak bunga di taman. Berikan ku rasa nyaman. Senyum indah takkan terganti. Kini kau telah menjadi sang dewi. Jangan pergi, tetaplah di hati. Namamu suruh kirelok di sanubah.
Hello dunia, selamat malam minggu. Beri malam yang tak terlupakan. Menyentuhmu dengan kata indah. Wangi aroma intim.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saudara,